On Wednesdays, the Business Report focuses on the workplace. And it's time for Take Two, our series on people reinventing themselves through their work. This morning, NPR's Ketzel Levine profiles a man who has abandoned a career in banking.
A lot of people have sort of said, it's such a courageous thing that I've done, and it's really, you're not courageous, you're desperate.
Rick Watson was at a loss. He was 39, successful, making good money, and providing for his family. His sense of himself was largely defined by doing what needed to be done. Despair was unfamiliar, arguably even unmanly. Nevertheless, it would not be denied.
I started looking at where I was and just realizing how out of touch I was with my family, with my wife, with my kids, just bottoming out. So at the bank, we have an employee assistant program where you can call in. I called and I said, you know, I'm in trouble. And we went through the list on the phone. Well, are you drinking too much? Are you doing drugs? Are you sleeping at night? And no, I'm not drinking. No, I'm not doing drugs. I'm sleeping fine.
Family finances were under control with a small mortgage and two used cars. A few more questions, and Rick Watson finally started talking, among other things, about his 11-year career in the investment field.
And I had to hear myself say over and over and over again, this isn't working for me. I'm in the wrong place. This isn't what I love. Then I could start looking around and saying, what's going to fit?
To find that fit, Rick Watson went to a life coach, part strategist, part therapist, part career counselor. He found working with a coach intoxicating, his word, and realized it played to his own strengths to pursue coaching as a career. Rick Watson entered a year-long program involving classwork and supervised training, then double-dipped as a private banker and a life coach until just mid-February and his 40th birthday, when he handed in his resignation at the bank and struck out on his own.
I really enjoy working with people that really want to change. And obviously that's paralleled my life. And so that's the clients that I will more and more focus on.
What kind of drop in salary are you looking at right now? You're laughing.
Oh, it's just huge.
The laugh is an incredulous one, the drop in income dizzying for a father of two, from $75,000 plus benefits and bonuses to under $20,000 for now. His wife has been supplementing their income all along, teaching music part-time when not looking after their two little girls. The family has always lived modestly. Now they're up against a myriad of cutbacks and small sacrifices, including a hold on saving for the kids' education and no more contributions to that 401k.
I want to say that we were very intentional and well thought out process and a plan in place, and I have to fess up that we really don't have that in place.
Do you have health insurance?
Yes. And again, this is a real question of how we want to live. We've been a consumer of healthcare in the fact that when something's been wrong with the girls, we've immediately taken them in. So now it's, do we want to continue to have that luxury, or are we going to be a little bit more conservative about how we handle things?
A lack of certainty is one of the gifts of Rick Watson's career change. He talks about how much he'd always taken for granted before, how he now lives with much more intention. Reinventing himself may cost him a second mortgage and financial support from his folks and his in-laws, but his leap of faith has brought color and texture back into his career and his relationships. Everything else, he says, will work out. Ketzel Levine, NPR News.
And we'd like to invite you to hear other stories in Ketzel's Take Two series by going to our website, npr.org.